Tonight's lesson comes from a short passage of Scripture found in Revelation chapter 2. Please open your Bibles to Revelation chapter 2. John is receiving instructions from the Lord about the seven churches of Asia. Now, we have had studies on the seven churches of Asia in the past, and each one is very unique. Some of them have done very well, some of them have not. The letter in chapter 2 is going to the church at Smyrna. And I want us to take note, first of all, of what Jesus says about the church in verse 9. He says, "I know your works, tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but they are a synagogue of Satan." In verse 10, which is one that we really know well, "Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation for 10 days. But it's this next part that I want us to focus on. "Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life." Now, the church at Smyrna, they are being battered day in and day out from Satan. They are facing tribulation, and now they're about to be thrown into prison. They are going to be tested. But yet, this last part says, even though you go through all of this, be faithful unto death. And I think that saying that regardless of what Satan throws at you, be faithful. And even if it means that you have to give your life, be faithful. You know, when we stop and think about that, that's a tall order. That we remain to a level of a relationship with God that could cost us our lives. And if needed be, we go to that level. He tells them they are about to suffer. You're going to be tested. The devil's going to throw you into prison. But remember, through all of that, regardless of what happens to you, be faithful. Don't give in. Don't give up. Continue to strive. Continue to work. Continue to follow God. Continue to serve Him. Now, you know, no one in this room has had to go through what the people at Smyrna had to go through because they were Christians. But we do face temptation. We do face tribulation. We do face problems in life. And regardless of how hard it gets and how bad it gets, we are expected to do the very same thing that the Christians at Smyrna were expected. We're expected to remain faithful. And just like it was in those days, it's a tall order. We suffer today in many ways. And like I say, maybe not like these people did, but we have trials, we have tribulations, and we have to remain faithful. Now, tonight's lesson is the question, how? How can we remain faithful when the world is against us? How can we stand firm by the Lord when the world says you need to leave Him alone? You need to follow us. You need to do like we do. Act like we act. How do we stand tall with God when all of these things are going on? So what I want us to do this evening is to look at a few things that will help us to be faithful, even though life can get very, very difficult. The first one is to just simply be dedicated. Now, I know for a fact we have dedicated people in here. And I'm not talking necessarily dedicated in the church, but I mean dedicated in life. We all have had things in life that we have worked for, things that we have achieved, things that we have strived to get and to have and to accomplish. So we have dedication in general in this room tonight. You know, some people, they devote their lives to a particular project or to be able to reach a certain position or to have a certain possession. And we spend our entire lives trying to build to receive that accomplishment in life. I don't know if any of you are keeping up with the man, and I think he's from Texas originally. But he, for the last several years, has been in Europe, and he is building the Titanic 2. Y'all been keeping up with any of that? And I have seen pictures of this ship, and it's almost ready to go. And it, as close as he could make it, it is an exact copy of the original Titanic that sunk back in 1912. It has the same luster. It has the same luxury. It is the same size, almost to the inch, of the Titanic. And it was his money that did it. And he has been working on this for years and years. In fact, in 2012, he wanted to have it ready so we could make the 100-year voyage and used to do the same voyage that the Titanic made. And he did not get funding from his partners that's helping him to do this. So that was put on hold. Well, now it's almost ready to go. And he plans to follow the same pattern, go at the same week of the year, follow the same course as the people on the original Titanic. This ship looks exactly like the old one. And he has spent a great part of his life and almost all of his money to build this boat and to achieve this. So I guess, you know, I would call this in kind of a warped way, but he was dedicated to that cause. We have a lot of people who are dedicated to a cause. And some of these causes are good, and some of them, of course, are not. But as Christians, our number one dedication should be to God, to the seeking of His will, His way, and the doing of His work, and not running off to do something else that we think is important or something that is only important to us and really nothing that can help mankind. We need to be dedicated to God. We need to give Him first place in our lives. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service." Now what that's saying is, you need to give God your very best. You need to be sure that you are putting God first in everything that you say and in everything that you do. Because if you will do that, it is acceptable to God. And it is your service to God. Every word in that verse spells putting God first. David said, Psalm 37:5, "Commit your way to the Lord and trust also in Him." And as John tells us in from Revelation 2, even if it means death, you give God that much in your life. Another thing is that we have to be disciplined. We have to be disciplined as Christians. You know, we have to be disciplined really in anything in our life, don't we? If we're going to achieve, if we're going to accomplish, we have to discipline ourselves to the cause that we are working for. You see, undisciplined people fail. The undisciplined athlete loses the game. The undisciplined soldier loses the battle. We have to keep ourselves in control, in restraint, and practice that which we are working for every day of our lives. Whether it is a goal that we have at our work or if it's a goal that we have for a hobby. If you stop using it, if you stop practicing it, you will lose it. James tells us in James 1 and verse 12 that we must set limits and rules if we are to glorify God, and we must discipline ourselves to do so. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love Him. It is going to be those who have stood the test. It is going to be those who have worked for it and yearned for it and do it every day, day in and day out, without fail. And they have disciplined themselves to achieve it and to accomplish it. So we must be disciplined. we also must be determined. You know, some Christians will lack willpower and determination. Have you ever found that you didn't have willpower to do something? Yeah. Have you ever started something and your heart really wasn't in it? Yeah. We've all been there, haven't we? And when the test comes, we can't achieve it because our heart wasn't in it. It wasn't that important to us. We need to be determined to serve God. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." It's a never-ending battle, and we can't stop for a moment. We can't turn our backs for a moment. It is something that we must continue in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We need to understand also that Jesus is more than a match for Satan, and that we are not. And if we are going to beat Satan, we must have Jesus with us. And we must be determined to live through Him. Because remember, as Paul said, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." That's where our strength comes from, and that's who will give us our determination. Also, we need to be diligent. The Hebrew writer tells us in Hebrews chapter 6, verses 10 and 11, "For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward His name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister, and we desire each one of you to show that same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end." Did you catch that last part? How long do we do it? Until the end. This is a never-ending thing. We have to be diligent when we start. We have to be diligent when we finish. Which means that we cannot be slothful about worshiping God. You know, I really didn't have a good understanding in my mind of what slothful was until I saw one. Have any of you ever seen a sloth? You know how they... And you know, it's almost like you're watching a film in slow motion because they move so slow. And it's like if you was going to get a glass of water, you just reach and get a glass of water. A sloth is going to do this. He is that slow. And I thought, oh, that's what slothful means. It means that we're not trying very hard. We're moving slow. We're not giving it all we have. I don't know if a sloth is giving it all he has or not. He's probably made that way. But we need to be so interested in God and what's going on with our religion and our Christianity that it is far more important to us than the temporal pursuits that we shoot for in life. And we've got to give it all we have. And not be slow and not be lazy, but try in the greatest way that we can. That's diligence. We need to encourage each other to be diligent. Diligent in helping the needy. Diligent in taking the gospel to the lost. Diligent in being an example of those who are lost. Because like I say, we must be diligent when we start, and we must be diligent until the end. And then finally, we must be dependable. You know, some people out of habit fail in their duties to God. They're undependable. And they may talk a good talk, and they may say, "Oh, yes, I can do this, and I will do this, and I will work for the Lord, and I will carry this out," and then they don't. They're not very dependable. You ever dealt with undependable people in the world? I mean, people who maybe you have lined up to do some work at your home or some work at your business, and then all of a sudden they don't show, or they just halfway do it, and they're through. I remember so well when we first came here to Dawson Road. The first Sunday here, as a matter of fact, y'all had just put a new ceiling in the building inside here. When I showed up my first Sunday in January of 2002, part of that ceiling had fallen down. A few weeks later, more of the ceiling fell down while we were in the middle of worship service, and it hit someone in the head in the process. I don't remember who it was that it hit, but the ceiling literally fell while we were in service. So the elders called the man who put it up. Can't find it. He was nowhere to be found. We never found it. We had to bring someone else in to repair the ceiling. This guy was undependable. To even come back and fix what he didn't do right to begin with. We must be dependable, my friends, really in anything that we strive for in life, but particularly with our Christian life. Yes, we're going to become discouraged. Yes, we're going to become disappointed. And things don't always work out the way we think it should, but, you know, we can still, when we fall, get up and continue the battle. Just like those at the church at Smyrna, if we remain faithful, if we are steadfast, we will receive the crown of life. And that's the most important thing, isn't it? That we receive the crown of life. That is the promise of God, and we read it in Revelation 2 and 10. If we are faithful unto death, He will give us that crown. It is ours to receive. It is ours to enjoy. It is ours to have forever. But it's a tall order. It takes dedication. It takes discipline. It takes determination. It takes diligence. And it takes dependability. My question to you and end of this lesson is this: will you be found faithful unto death? Is your Christianity one that can stand the test? Can you stand today as you stood yesterday, and can you stand tomorrow the way you stand today for Christ? Because that's what it's going to take. And God will not accept anything else. Tonight, if you are not a Christian, you need to surrender your life to the Lord and put these attributes in your life. And if you are a Christian who have failed in these things, you need to rededicate your life and put these things back into your life so that you can be faithful to death and then receive that crown of life. Tonight, if you need to respond to the invitation, please come while we stand and sing.